Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, let me say something about preachers. Preachers, people do not owe you something just because you're a preacher. People do not owe you deals. They do not owe you discounts. They do not owe you favor. They do not owe you anything. And for you to act like they do is a reproach. I've talked to several businessmen who are very powerful businessmen. And some of them, they despise preachers. Because the last 200 they came across were only interested in their money. And acted like they expect, if they got involved with anything, they just assumed that they're going to pay all the bills. Why? Because you're a rich businessman. I'm a preacher. You're supposed to pay all the bills. Said who? This has brought reproach, hasn't it? No. And it's not sowing if people didn't want to do it. Because you surprised them and sent them the bill. I know people that have done this. The businessman told them he'd do part of it. So they sent him the bills for the whole thing. And acted like they were confused. That's despicable, isn't it? It's a lack of faith, and it's dishonest. Somebody say, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
That's one thing that has helped us in the community. Because we've come into thing after thing and didn't ask people and paid bills. Amen. Just come in, pay for it. Come in, take care of it. And people, some people have been shocked. You mean the church is paying for it? Well, yeah, we're rich. Say it out loud, we pay.
We
don't wait on others to pay.
We don't expect others to pay.
We take care of it. We don't wait and see if somebody else will jump in. We do it. We're able to. We're givers. We're sowers. We're glad to do it. That's the kind of people that get blessed too. Keep reading. Verse 9. It was not because we don't have a right to such support. He did. But we wish to make ourselves an example for you to follow. For while we were yet with you, we gave you this rule and charge, if anyone will not work, neither let him eat. Indeed, we hear that some among you are disorderly. They're passing their lives in idleness, neglectful of duty, being busy about other people's affairs instead of their own, and doing no work. Now we charge and exhort such persons as ministers in exhorting those in the Lord Jesus Christ the Messiah that they work in quietness and earn their own food and their own necessities. And as for you, brethren, do not become weary or lose heart in doing right, but continue in well-doing without weakening. If anyone in the church refuses to obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and do not associate with him so that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but simply admonish and warn him as being still a brother. There are times, friend, when you need to look at people and say no. If you don't, you're disobeying the Bible. If you don't, you're ignoring God. And see, the devil is counting on you loving that flesh so much that you will ignore the Bible and finance rebellion. We must not finance rebellion. We must not help people disobey God. We must not. People will ask you to help them miss God. They will ask you. They won't listen to God and they're in a mess. But they want you to fix it. And if you do, Because they look at you with those big eyes. And they pull on you and they say, Daddy, Mama, I'm hungry. They're going to put me out. You got to come get me. It's this, it's that. You better stop. And you better check your heart. And you better ask the Lord what He's told you to do. Because if you help finance their rebellion, you're a partner in it. And partly responsible for what's going to happen next. These are not my words. I know this is sobering. I know you've already been here a little while. Can you take a little more of this to get clear about this? There's a lot of people, no matter how clearly you said it tonight, they are not going to do it. They are not. I don't care. They know the Lord Himself told them to do it. They're not going to do it. Because family is first. God is not. But if you really love God and you really love people, you'll trust Him. That He knows the best thing to do. I know this is serious issues, but don't we go to the Word for everything? Yes. Isn't the Word the answer to everything in our life?
Yes.
This is no different. This is no different. Let me read some scriptures to you real quickly here. Don't turn there. 1 Timothy 5:22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sin. 2 John 10:10-12. If anybody comes to you and doesn't bring this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Don't bid him Godspeed. He that bids him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. You just encourage somebody to do something that's wrong, much less finance it. He said, you are a partaker of their evil deeds. Well, if it's right that if you help somebody preach the gospel, you get eternal reward for it, it's got to be the same negatively.
Yes, sir.
That you help somebody get away from God and help them continue their rebellion, you're going to be responsible for that too. How many remember the Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft? How many would write a check every month and send it to a witchcraft association? Huh? Is it just as bad to support rebellion financially as to support witchcraft?
Yes, it is.
Have parents done this?
Yes.
Have grandparents done this?
Yes.
Have brothers and sisters done this?
Yes.
They knew they shouldn't have. They knew it wasn't right. But they let that child, let that grandchild, let that friend break them. Let the devil, through them, rob them of the increase in seed. Now, let me tell you something bad. The Lord showed me this afternoon. I hadn't even seen this. He said, parents and grandparents are taking my tithes and financing rebellion. The Bible said, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Don't cast your pearl before swine. The tithe is holy. And everything that you have came from the Lord. He should have a say-so in what you do with it. So no matter who calls you on the phone and tells you they need this, they need that, yeah, but it's family. How many understand? I mean millions of people just jump and run and start writing checks. They do not pray. They're ignorant of the Bible and wouldn't care if you told them. And you miss God. And you are supporting, you are enabling somebody to live an idle lifestyle. You're enabling them to do their drugs and their perversion and their sex and all that stuff. You are financing it. Oh, and I would never do that. Well, if you'd have stayed out of it, the Lord would let them get hungry. Did you hear me? He would have let them hit the bottom until they repented and humbled themselves and turn to Him, but because of what you're doing, it may go year after year and just get worse and worse and worse until things happen that you can't fix. Should we support slothfulness? Should we help people be lazy? No, we should not. We have a constant stream of folks that won't help. Some of them need help, some of them don't. And early on, they asked me, well, who do we help? What do we do? Well, we're going to be led with every individual case. But the Lord showed me this real quick. He brought these scriptures to my remembrance. He said, I've already told you main things. Number one, are they working? Are they willing to work if they got a job? If not, you can't help them. I've already told you. Number two, what about their family? The Bible talks about the widows, let their family help them. Where is their family? See, there's a lot of folk, their family's supposed to be doing something, but they'll hold out as long as they can, hoping somebody else will do it. Save their money. That's ugly, isn't it? Don't support slothfulness. Don't support idleness. Don't help people miss God and run away from God and rebel against God. Don't do it. You're wasting your prosperity that God has given you, and you're hurting them. Pray this out loud after me. Close your eyes. Be reverent. Don't say it if you don't mean it, but you should both mean it and say it. Say it out loud, Father God. You are my God. Number one. No one. Nothing is above you. Are more important to me. I am willing to do what you tell me to do. No matter how I feel. No matter how others feel. I'm willing to give the last thing I've got. To whoever you say, a stranger, or a friend. And I'm willing, no matter how much riches I have, and how much I love the person, if you say don't do it, don't give it, I'm willing to obey you. Because you know more than I do. You're smarter than I am. You know their hearts. You know what'll help and what won't. Help me to be strong and not weak. Help me to be led by your word, not my emotions. Help me to be led by your spirit, not by my feelings, not by pressure, not by somebody's needs. Our desperation. Help me to be strong and obey you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me